Challenging, that's how the central bank describes the government's housing targets. Its latest economic forecast shows a modest increase in home building by 2028, held back by supply bottlenecks and rising costs. At the same time, the bank says the economy remains resilient, although growth and employment look set to cool. Well, joining us now is Robert Kelly, Director of Economics and Statistics at the Central Bank. Thanks for coming in, Robert.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, this is your final quarterly forecast of 2025. How's the economy performing?
So we would describe the economy in 2025 as being very resilient and adaptable. There's been good growth, strong, resilient growth in terms of consumer spending through the year. And also there's a real investment story here, in particular by the multinational sector. And some subcomponents there are things known as intangible assets, which are things like research and development, software. So it really has driven growth through this year. We expect the investment to be the story out over the forecast horizon as well, where we expect moderating in that level of multinational sector, but also to be joined by construction, as you say, reflecting this uplift in housing.
Now, you say housing is challenging. Why?
So the reality is where we are now, to go to the numbers we're talking about, will be a rise to over 50,000. So when we look at our forecast, we actually do really see green shoots in terms of the level of demand here in the early years in straight across the board. So we see some commencements rising a little bit in terms of planning. So we are revising up our forecast even in the near term. But then you're talking about where will we get to by 2028. We're putting the total in 2028 at about 44,500 units. That does reflect the government's announcements over the last weeks in terms of what's needed to get us there. And those reports do have all the components that are needed. So we think about this in terms of prepared land, planning, productivity in the construction sector. But really, it's about thinking about the timing now. How quickly will we rise up to there?
Is it enough to get to 300,000 homes by 2030?
So our central forecast is we will get to about 155,000 homes by 2028, which does leave a lot to do in the last 2 years. But there are potential for upsides in some of that, what we're predicting. So if we were to see more of this come together earlier, we would see a case that, you know, we could deliver more than that before 2028.
But there are bottlenecks in supply. What's the impact on construction costs and wages?
In reality, they are there, and that's exactly what these policies are trying to address. So what you're outlining is there's essentially downside there. If we don't see some of this unwinding, in particular productivity, and what we mean by productivity is right now we have a lot of tradespeople and professionals within the construction sector. They're all at work. We need to find ways of getting more output for those people working there. So that's using newer methods of construction, for example, and ensuring the land is prepared. There's no time lost anywhere. So to be as efficient as possible in delivering the housing.
So it's about efficiencies. Unemployment slightly moving upwards to 5%. Why?
Yeah, so, well, the why is a good question. So what we are actually seeing is now, and it's important to get the context correct here, we still have a very strong labour market, but it is cooling. We really do see vacancies cooling. So the demand for labour, compared to where it was a year or two ago, where it was very, very high, we are seeing that cooling. In particular, we're seeing it in younger cohorts entering the labour market. A lot of people will point to the likes of AI and the impact that's having on the younger cohorts, maybe a little bit earlier.
Yeah, but the figure is quite striking there when you look at the level of youth unemployment, 11.2% compared to the 5% overall that we're talking about.
It is indeed, but you've got to remember they are people entering the labour market for the first time. So as it cools, there's less vacancies, they're the first sign. Before we see anything like layoffs or anything like that, we're not predicting anything like that. You will see that people joining the labour market find it more difficult to find their first job.
Is it a warning light?
It's certainly cooling within the labour market. We don't necessarily see it as a warning light yet. We're not predicting unemployment rising. Kylie, we're seeing it rebalancing relative to the hot labour market.
Food inflation. Anyone who's out shopping now before Christmas will see that things are just more expensive when you're going through the till. Food inflation set to reach 3.7%, but you're expecting it to drop next year. Why is that?
Yeah, so the way we do this is we look forward to what were leading indicators. So we look at like the price of agricultural inputs, for example, across the board, all of these, they are pointing downwards when you look out over the next year or two. But the reality is some of what we've seen in terms of the food price inflation are one-off events, and they could happen. A lot of these are climate related. So if we see what happened to the price of coffee, chocolate, for example, these are because we've seen droughts in parts of Africa and other parts of the world that supply these foods. So the reality is, do we see them moderating? Yes, but there's potential risk there if we were to see additional shocks.
Finally, the government's expenditure strategy is due today. It will limit spending to an average of 6% per annum until the end of 2030. How disciplined does government need to be with this limit?
So the reality is, it really is about thinking about, when I think about this, I haven't seen the report yet, it's about the principles of it. So we need it to be sustainable. So the reality is, they're linking it to the growth in the economy through the cycle and adjust it for the long-term inflation. We need to think about how it smooths the cycle. So we don't want to be leaning in and making decisions which increase the level of spending when times are good, that we have to really cut back. We've seen what that was like 15, 20 years ago now. And the last part then is, I would argue, for simplicity. We have a very complex economy to measure. What is the growth? Or when we think about corporation tax and the excess corporation tax receipts, it's about having a simple rule that allows us to stick with. But building credibility in this space is incredibly important.
Robert Kelly, Director of Economics and Statistics at the Central Bank, thanks for coming in to us this morning. It's now 8:28.